I was trying to fall asleep tonight and I couldn't. I realized I'm restless because I'm not scared. So I looked on Reddit and I found these two really scary stories. I hope you guys enjoy them and subscribe for more. A Memory I've Carried Since I Was 4 or 5 by you/off my chest and on tours. I've had a memory since I was a kid that I've always questioned in truth, legitimacy, or meaning. The reason I am curious is because I have carried this memory for about 25 years. I trustingly default to sleeping away from the door until this night, and feel as though it relates to this experience, which continues my curiosity. What I remember has always been the following, but this has always remained relatively constant for as long as I can remember. My family lived at my grandparents for a year or two, growing up, and at this time I shared a bunk bed with my older brother, and I was on the bottom. One night, I remember waking up and feeling an urge to peek out of the door. Immediately to my left, towards the bathroom, which was directly down the hall, I felt as though I was fixated for a moment before I saw a figure appear behind the door. It resembled one of the gargoyles of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It seemed to hop towards my bed as such. I couldn't utter a thing. Once it arrived to my bed, I remember it stopped, and that's more or less it. I vaguely remember it going for my hand or immediately feeling the need to check my hand in the morning. As I've said, the lingering memory and my preferred orientation away from doors at night seems somewhat more than coincidental. My brother, who would be the next best resource, does believe in the paranormal, or at least beyond this plane, but I've never shared this experience with him, as we are not personally close. I wanted to share this since I've carried it for so long, and it feels limited in places to do so comfortably. Years at a haunted apartment by you/mac and cheese. Although I don't live there anymore, my experiences linger in the back of my head. They make me anxious to think about. I believe there was something evil, but maybe it was just curious. I moved in with my fiance when we found out I was pregnant around June of 2020. I worked as a baker for a local coffee shop and often worked from 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. My fiance worked a lot of 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. shifts. I spent a lot of nights alone. I've always been scared of the dark, but this made it worse. September 3rd, 3:45 a.m. My apartment was on the second floor. The building was an old farmhouse they turned into four small apartments. My fiance and I were the only ones on the second floor, while two older women occupied downstairs. There was a door to the basement where we did our laundry. Everyone always shut the door, and it was heavy enough that if you didn't prop it up, it would shut anyways. I parked out back, away from the road, so I had to walk past the basement door. The hall lights were off, but I had my phone light, so I didn't mind. When I walked past the door, I noticed that it was about 4 inches open. I thought it was weird, but also not my problem. Just as I stepped out the back door, I heard the basement door slam shut. I blamed the wind. December, 3:45 a.m. Ring doorbell kept clicking on and off, full charge. Kept showing me videos of an empty hall. It stopped when I grabbed the doorknob. Never did it again. On and off, I noticed small things. Footsteps. Soft tapping. Things being moved around. Lights that were on when I swore up and down I turned them off. I blamed everything but what I feared. This last experience is the longest. Afterwards, we turned in our 30-day notice. April, sometime in the morning. My son was about a month old. My fiance had gone back to work, and I was enjoying my infant cuddles. I laid him swaddled in his crib while he slept and took a well-deserved shower. The bathroom light flickered and went out while I was in there, but the sunlight from the window was enough to continue. I was almost done, and I was just rinsing my face when the water got so unbearably hot. I pulled back and when I opened my eyes, my shower curtain was completely open and the water was all the way on hot. I started to get scared and got out of the shower. I wrapped myself in the towel and tried to calm down. Almost instantly, my son started screaming bloody murder. I ran to his bedroom and found his swaddle perfectly open. Not like he kicked it open, but laid in a perfect square flat on his bed. As soon as I picked him up, all the lights in the apartment went out. None of my neighbors had this problem. I was terrified. I quickly got dressed and got my son in his car seat. Went to my mom's till my fiance was off work. We kept hearing the knocking through our 30 days and spent the least amount of time there possible. I still get anxious when I drive past the old place.
That's it for tonight, guys. Thank you for listening.
And shout out to the original posters. I'll be posting their usernames in the description box, so check them out on Reddit. And if you like this story, then tune in for more. I'll be posting more stories from Reddit soon. Thank you for listening.